The Department of Defense is putting innovation and creativity into its engineering efforts. DOD has announced the winners of the Defense Value Engineering Achievement Awards. The prizes recognize innovation aimed at creating cost-effective solutions for DOD. And there might be some ideas for other agencies in this as well. Joining us to talk about the Value Engineering Program is Nick Torelli. He's Director for Mission Assurance in the Office of the Secretary of Defense, Research and Engineering. Now, that is quite a title. If I gave the whole title, Mr. Torelli, we'd be here a long time. But here it is. Director for Mission Assurance within the Systems Engineering Directorate, Office of the Director, Defense Research and Engineering, Office of the Undersecretary of Defense. Woohoo!
That works.
That is one heck of a title, sir.
Yes, ma'am, I know.
Can you tell us, first of all, what value engineering is?
Sure. The good thing about it is, think about the two words, value and engineering. It really is our approach to improving the value of contracts, both contracts within the government in terms of construction and things, and also contracts on major things like weapon systems and services, to find ways to technically, using engineering, improve the value of the contract. So it's a systemic way of thinking, real systematic type, organized way of thinking to improve. Great concept. Very similar to what President Obama talked about last year when he talked about improving the value and how do we find cost reductions. This program's been around for quite some time, and it in fact does those kinds of things.
All right. So when you say, you know, obviously it saves money, that's the whole purpose, and also to improve programs or systems, whatever it is you're working on.
Yep.
Now, is it something that you work on with the contractor? Is the contractor involved in this as well as the agency?
Actually, both. When there are things like construction projects going on bases, those are done using a thing called a value engineering proposal. But when we're working on things with contractors like major defense companies and those kind of things, those are called value engineering change proposals. Kind of a nuance, but the neat part about the VECPs with contractors, like I said, like major defense companies and IT companies, is that the companies get to share in the financial savings that in fact are found out of these contracts.
So does that mean that they get a bump back if they
if
they've managed to bring you something innovative that saves you money and improves things, then they get something out of it?
They get a part back. Yes, exactly right. So everybody wins. My gosh, what an interesting concept.
It's a great concept.
Great. And it really is.
You've actually got awards coming up in May, I believe, do these folks know that they've won the award yet?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
We made the announcements about a month ago, and so you'll hear some. I think they're planning some additional interviews here over the next few days or weeks or something with some of these very specific winners. I can touch on them, and you don't want me to go deep because I can really get complex very quickly, but the nice part about it is that all of the services and agencies are participating, and there's a couple really impressive awards this year.
Well, tell us about a couple of your favorites.
Okay, well, one of the ones that I think is really kind of neat, because I'm a former Navy type, did submarines in my history, is the Navy Littoral Combat Ship. They actually went and saved around $8 million on this, and this was a project inside of the Navy itself in terms of finding the right facility to go do this littoral combat ship is a mission module specific type of a ship. So you can pull in, change out something and go from an anti-submarine warfare type of a ship to an anti-surface warfare type of a ship or something like that. So it can change out a mission package in a very short period of time. The base, so the place that this ship would pull in and do these changeouts was looked at, evaluated. We've got to do something better, and in fact, we came up with some concepts that saved the government about $8 million there.
So a portable, you know, module system that can be imported and exported as it's needed.
Right, lifted on and off the ship, such that it, you know, hooks in and does all. Really, a great, great concept. But the key piece here was that the Navy went and just kind of did a serious engineering look at all the requirements and then said, I've got to change this, I've got to change this, and oh, by the way, let me go, here's the best place to do it. So their process of going through that analysis came up with a better solution that in fact saved them $8 million over the budget that they had in fact set up for this effort.
And so one of the other programs that has saved many lives is this mine-resistant ambush protected vehicle.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So tell us what it is in there that you found value engineering.
Well, the way the secretary, and this is Mr. Gates now, set up MRAP, he basically turned to us in acquisition and said, go get vehicles that will protect our soldiers and the folks in the field. This is very personal for me because my son is a driver in the Army.
That's great.
And so he actually got an MRAP the last time on his last deployment into Iraq. So this is a very personal one for me. What we did with the MRAP was we determined, because we'd done this so fast, that we needed to find a way to catalog the part numbers, because if you look at several different contractors building MRAPs, they're going to generate their own part numbers. Again, think about national stock numbers and how many of those there are in total. What we're actually doing here was we found a way to standardize on the national stock number so that we didn't go buy the same part five different times for five different vehicles. Saved a pretty good amount of money. Let me see if I can pull up the number here in terms of how much money we saved. It was something in the order of $30 million.
Wow, that's huge.
Oh, it's fantastic. But think about when you're trying to order something, how many times have you gone online on the web and ordered something and then realized after you got it that it was the wrong one because you interchanged a part number or something like that, or a couple numbers?
It happens to me at the supermarket all the time.
And me too. I
know. Well, these sound like great awards. When did the award ceremony take place?
It's actually, I think, the 12th of May, and it's here in the Pentagon, and it's invitation only, unfortunately, because it's going to be pretty packed. But it's going to be a great afternoon, 2:30 on the 12th of May. Mr. Lemnios, who's the director of Defense Research and Engineering, is in fact our host and the guest speaker for it. So it will be a very, very big event here. We do this once a year for the major awards. It's
We look forward to talking to more of the award winners here on Federal News Radio, as you point out. And we thank you for joining us this morning to talk about it.
I thank you very much for having me. Our next project is to do value engineering for the services side of the business. And that's just something, again, think about weapon systems and think about services. And we're really going to take that and move it forward here over the next few years.
Well, Mr.
Thank you so much, Jane.
You're welcome, Mr. Torelli. Come back anytime if you'd like to talk about it. All right.
God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Right, you too. Bye-bye. That's Nick Torelli, Director for Mission Assurance within the Systems Engineering Directorate, Office of the Director, Defense Research and Engineering Office of the Undersecretary of Defense. And he actually said there was more I could add to the title, but I passed.